Legal Management Talk, the official podcast of the Association of Legal Administrators. I'm your host today, Mallory Danner. With me today, we've got Roberta Bauer, the Regional Office Administrator at Ogletree Deacons and the 2023 to 2024 Chair of ALA's Professional Development Advisory Committee, which we often call the PDAC here. She's here for another installment of our PDAC Peek Around the Corner series to discuss a topic that seems to hit home for everyone, imposter syndrome. Welcome to the show, Roberta.
Well, thank you so much, Valerie. I appreciate that. Pleased to be here, although I am feeling a little like an imposter.
Every day, all day, every day, especially when I record the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you and me both.
So that's going to segue really well into my first question. So monthly, we have our PDAC meetings, of which you are the chair. And it was striking to me when imposter syndrome came up as a topic, how everybody on the committee started talking about their imposter syndrome. And to me, that is just like so many smart people in the room. I get so much out of it. And to hear them say that was just like a wow moment for me.
Yeah, me too. I found that to be very enlightening and encouraging for all of the rest of us that suffer with imposter syndrome. I want to state that it is not a male or a female thing. I've heard some people say that, you know, it impacts us, you know, people differently, but I have, in talking to my my colleagues and my children, which blew my mind, they all suffer from it. I don't think there's a single person that I've talked to about imposter syndrome that hasn't said that they felt it too at some point in time in their career. And I just find that enlightening and terrifying all at the same time, because is no one immune from imposter syndrome? It doesn't appear like they are, that there is no immunity to it.
Why do you think that is? Because, like, I recall when I was a senior in college, the faculty approached me and another student to run the student magazine. And my first thought was like, really, me? Like, isn't there someone else? Like,
yeah, exactly.
And I was
why
just
me?
Like, yeah. And I didn't feel like I was good enough to be doing that. And that is a theme that I've had crop up throughout my career. So I wonder, where do you think that comes from in each of us?
I think it comes from just our own insecurities, which is really it's just odd to me that every one of us have some level of insecurity that holds us back, that makes us stop and pause and think, you know, maybe I can't do this, or maybe it's our brain wired to protect us from taking that step forward or making that decision. But it really can hold you back from so many opportunities that it's a shame that we don't figure out how to work through that more quickly, and certainly well before my age. Okay. You know, I tell my kids all the time, you just have to lean into this because there's no other way to get through it.
Have you felt an instance in your own career where you've been held back by it?
I probably, when I was a little less experienced, I allowed it to hold me back more. What I do now is I take that deep breath and I spend a lot of time listening, and not listening to respond, but listening to understand. And then I'm not afraid to move forward with what I understand. And I think that helps a lot. So taking that pause seems to be a necessary step to understand and then lean in and move forward. But you have to give yourself some grace. And there are some times where today's not the day I'm leaning into this, or today's not the day that I wish to listen to understand. So give yourself a little bit of space there to make that adjustment. But yeah, I think it has helped me back. There have been positions that I didn't go for because I just didn't think that was that I was qualified for it, even though I've got eons of qualifications behind me, but just that one was a little overwhelming to me to consider. So yeah, I think, but I think I was younger then, or less experienced.
I think that's true. Even as like the further you get in your career, just as the older I get, it seems to be like, you know what? What's the worst that's going to happen? And you can take more risks too. So there is
absolutely
comfort in that.
Absolutely.
You kind of touched on this a bit, but how do you fight the negative self-talk? Because we recently did the roundtable with PDAC on this very topic, and it was amazing how many people just really responded to that. We all seem to have this negative voice in our head.
Yeah, that negative voice keeps us safe. And I think that in keeping us safe, it also doesn't allow us to grow. So you have to recognize that it is simply, it's always going to be there. That voice is never going to go away. And it's there for a reason, because that's how we're wired to stay safe and stay comfortable. But if you want growth, or if you want to try something different, then you're going to have to not pay attention to that voice. And to quiet it, you can appreciate that it's there and say, you know, lean in. I mean, it's literally leaning into the situation and taking that breath, that pause, and moving forward. And that's really the only way I know to get through it. I think it's just being able to move forward. You have to put one step in front of the other all the time.
Just lean into the uncomfortableness of a situation.
And it does. It feels very uncomfortable, but embrace it. You know, it's like embrace the suck. You don't have a choice. There's no other way through
it. Very true. The only way through things is through them.
That's correct. There isn't any other way. And I was very surprised by the number of PDAC members that have felt this as well, this imposter syndrome, because some of them are amazing people. They've got credentials. They've done things that I have never thought of doing, let alone attempted to do. And yet they all feel this. So I think it helps to know that others feel the same way. And it helps, once you know that, to understand that you're the only one that can overcome it for you. They can't overcome it for you.
I think there's value in talking about it.
I think there is too. I think, but you do have to be you have to be open, and you have to be vulnerable. And, you know, your makeup is going to keep you safe. I mean, that's what we do. That's what that inner voice does. It keeps you safe, and you have to let that go.
I think especially for our members in law, legal, I mean, it can be quite a tall order to not feel, less than. I don't know if that's the right way to put it, but like you're around a bunch of lawyers sometimes and you're feeling correct. Like you want to have a voice in the room. So how do you fight that?
Well, generally very much head on. Early in my career, when flexible spending accounts were first coming out, I mean, we're going back to 80s, okay? I had an attorney tell me that I couldn't hope to know what he knew. And but it was, to me, I mean, I laughed through a lot of things, and I did, I get nervous and I giggle. And so I laughed at him and I said, I understand. I don't possibly know what you know regarding the law, but you couldn't hope to know what I know with FSA accounts unless you've read everything I've read. And I picked up the stack of materials and I put it on the desk and I said, you're free to take these and read these if you're so inclined to question or doubt what I'm recommending for the firm. But it serves me no purpose to bankrupt you. Hmm. So he voted for it. He did not take the materials to read. He bought into the fact that and that was a real turning point for me too, to understand that, you know, I heard what he had to say. So it's that listening, it's that take that pause, hear what the objections are or what the concerns are, and then being able to have that conversation. But I had to be open. I had to be vulnerable. And I used my sense of humor with that. I had to giggle. So
you use that technique of listening, as you said. You heard him out. You heard what he had to say. And honestly, it just comes from his own securities, it sounds like.
Absolutely. I mean, and where would it get me to bankrupt any of the firms that employ me? Why would they keep me on that? They couldn't afford to pay me any longer. So I'm not in the business of bringing them down. I may never bill an hour, but my role is definitely to save them money and grow with them.
Absolutely. I mean, firms function much better when they have a legal administrator on
staff. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, I agree.
So I wonder, like, wrapping up today, if there's any advice you would give members. I know when we were talking earlier, you had a great quote from the Berenstain Bears, and I'd like you to share that.
Love this quote. And it's one that I use to talk myself into just about anything that I want to do that I'm fighting with myself for. And it comes from The Great Road Race. In the event that anybody is interested in picking up the book, it goes over, under, around, or through. There isn't any obstacle I can't get through. Mm-hmm. And in between the front and the end of that, they talk about which cars are going through, over, under, around, or through. But the whole quote is, it doesn't matter. Put an obstacle in front of you and you have to figure out how you get around it, whether it's over, whether it's under. And I love that quote. And I say that to myself pretty regularly when I'm faced with something that I think is, it's challenging. You know, it's like, you can do this. I mean, you can get through this. And, you know, I've listened, I've taken my pause, and now I'm moving forward. So, and I love that quote. So thank you for remembering that, because I think that is, I think that's one true piece of advice. It, you know, you have to be persistent. You have to try. It's the persistence. How do you keep going? You have to. I mean, what are your options? I've never found the box that I could check that said, I can't do this. I can't deal with this. I can't accept this. I mean, that's not an option in life. You do have to figure out how you accept things and how you move forward. And I think that keeping that in the forefront helps you take that pause, lean in, feel really uncomfortable, but do it.
Just work through it. I think that's fantastic advice to end on, Roberta. I did want to mention too, about the roundtable. I will put a link to that in the show notes for this podcast, so people can definitely check that out, because it was a really valuable conversation.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought that was great. I thought it was terrific. And I thought that if other ALA members want to talk a little bit more about how we lean into this, that would be a great topic at our ALA conference or any of our other training programs that we have.
Yeah, it's something that's good. It's just ongoing. It's a part of life.
It is. And it doesn't end until life ends. And I'm hoping it doesn't end for a long, long time.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Roberta. I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it too.
Thanks to our listeners for tuning in. As a reminder, you can subscribe to Legal Management Talk wherever you download your podcasts or watch us on YouTube. Until next time, thank you.